This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. There's a new series coming to Netflix this month. It's not for the Game of Thrones audience, but its loyal followers are likely to be just as fiercely loyal.
It's a llama, llama day. Time to learn and time to play. Yay!
The sun's out and we're going to have the best day ever. I can't wait to play with all my friends.
You better hurry downstairs, my little llama.
We have to shop today.
No!
Legions of parents are likely familiar with the main characters in this series, the baby llama and mama llama from the beloved series of Llama Llama children's books. The author and illustrator of those books was Anna Dudney, who lived in southern Vermont. She died in the fall of 2016, but her partner, Reed Duncan, has continued to work on projects that Anna was in the midst of, including this new Netflix series, and he joins us now from VPR's Brattleboro studio. Reed, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Jane. Thanks for having me.
So the Llama Llama books have really become household favorites since Anna published the first one in 2005. What was it like for her and for you alongside her to watch Llama Llama Red Pajamas and then all the other ones catch fire in the way they have?
It was fantastic. You know, Anna wanted to be a children's book author and illustrator since she was a young girl and it was an artist through most of her life and certainly in her adult life. And to see those books come to fruition and to become so popular and to be in the households of so many families was a real treat for all of us.
Anna, as I said, died of cancer in September of 2016, but her work is really still finding its way to people. The book Little Excavator was published last year. No llamas in that one. And this new animated series on Netflix starring Jennifer Garner as the voice of Mama Llama debuts next week. You've been helping to make sure that her work continues to be seen and continues to get out there, and also, I assume, making sure that that there's some protection of her work and her legacy. So what made you think that an animated series was a good fit?
Well, it's something that Anna and I had talked about while she was alive. You know, it was a way for us to maybe find a new audience for her work, and you know, bring people's awareness to the books, which are the core of what she did. We were really happy when Netflix expressed interest, and you know, I've been really lucky to be have a lot of creative control with the show and to keep it as true to her work as possible. And I know that's something that she would have wanted.
You're a producer or listed as a producer on the series, and I wonder for you, I mean, for me as a parent who has read these books to my children so very, very many times, I have certain voices in my head. I have an idea of what the baby llama is like and what mama llama is like. And as soon as something becomes a movie or, you know, audio, that changes the voice in people's heads. Are you worried about that?
There is always that concern that, you know, one's, you know, interior monologue or interior adaptation of the voice when one has that personal experience reading the book will change or somehow be different. But you know, because Anna's books are read aloud so often in households with parents and children, we didn't think it was that big of a stretch to find, you know, great voices to animate the show and to punctuate her work when it comes to the screen. You know, we had a lot of really great voice actors work on the show. We had some super adults, including Jennifer Garner, who's just fantastic to work with. But I also had a lot of children actors too who worked on the show. My youngest actor was 6, so getting to work with him was super, and all the kids really, I think, brought a lot to the show. As I hope everybody will hear when they watch it. You know, a little less than 2 weeks from now.
You know, you talk about reading aloud, and it, I think, really touched many of the people sharing Anna's obituary on social media a little over a year ago, that in lieu of flowers, your family called on people to read aloud to children if they were moved by Anna's life. And that read aloud concept applied directly to the Llama Llama books has kind of gone viral. Let me just play you 2 clips. Here's the first.
Hey, Llama Llama, red pajama. Reads a story with who? With his mama. Hey, mama kisses, what? Baby hair. Mama Llama goes all the way downstairs. Hey, Llama Llama, what? Red pajama.
That's the rapper Ludacris, and then there's this one.
Written and illustrated, Anna Dudney. Yeah. Llama, 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 red pajama. Feels alone without his mama. Baby llama wants a drink, but mama's at the kitchen sink. Oh, no.
And That is singer Camila Cabello with a Despacito and Llama Llama mashup. Both of those are clips, by the way, from Power 106. It's a Los Angeles radio station. Reid, given Anna's desire to get everyone reading to children, do you enjoy the way those books have really kind of captured popular attention and taken on these extra lives?
We've had a lot of fun with the hip-hop versions of her work. You know, all of Anna's books are written in verse. And Anna had a really strong sense of meter and rhyme and stressed and unstressed syllables. So I think they lend themselves well to being read aloud, and certainly, you know, rapped and that kind of – any kind of vocal texturizing and change up with rhythm is certainly, you know, something that her work readily accepts. So not only is it fun, but I think her work was made for that, to be honest with you.
So you enjoy hearing those sort of – those mashups and those – not appropriation exactly, but, you know, a different way of interpreting the Llama Llama.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun, and I know there's a lot of good-heartedness and well-meaning spirit behind it. So I have no problem with that at all.
You've got more still that you're working on from Anna's creative mind that must be most joyful and bittersweet for you to be working on your partner's work and thinking about her mind and thinking about her absence.
Yeah, it is bittersweet. You know, in some ways it's really tough to be surrounded by her work and have remembrances of her on a day-to-day basis and knowing that she's not here anymore to spend time with me and not here anymore to you know, complete her work. However, the other side of it is a real luxury that a lot of people who lose loved ones don't have. So I have the real honor and privilege to be able to continue her work. And, you know, when she was sick, she and I went through numerous stories, dozens of stories that she had in mind and ones that, you know, she and I had worked on together, and really plotted them out so that there was a clear vision going forward and that, you know, given the right opportunities, I would be able to take them to completion along with, you know, our publisher and editorial team. So it is hard sometimes, but I feel really lucky to be able to continue her work. And I know that getting her work into the hands of kids and families was very important to her. So I'm glad to be able to do that.
Can you tell us, are there more Llama Llama books in the works, other things that we should be on the lookout for from Anna?
Absolutely, yeah. So Llama Llama Gives Thanks came out this fall. It was a board book, Thanksgiving board book. About a week from tomorrow, a book comes out. It's a memory book called Llama Llama and Me, My Book of Memories, which is like a keepsake activity book. And then there's a full Llama Llama picture book coming out May 1st, actually one that Anna and I wrote together called Llama Llama Loves to Read, and a few more down the line. But those are the ones in the immediate future.
Reid Duncan is producer of the new Llama Llama animated series premiering this month on Netflix. And he's been telling us about the life and legacy of his longtime partner, Anna Dudney, who created the Llama Llama books and more still to come. Thanks very much for talking with us, Reid.
Thanks for having me, Jane. I appreciate being here.